KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosky Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosky Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Yeah, Carlos and his team, they have provided support for us for a long time. We appreciate them very much. Joined in studio today by the Ministry of Casa de Mariposa, Doug and Rhoda Abrams, and Judy Shoemaker, who has been one of their volunteers over the years. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, the first time Rhoda came over here, she was nervous. She's not nervous anymore. She is fired up and ready to go. I mean, I see her notes there, and she is ready to go. Maybe I should ask her all 12 questions.
No, what are you? No. You said you wouldn't do that now. Let's be fair.
I know. I'm being a pain in the neck, as is my calling, according to my children. Doug, Casa de Mariposa is a maternity ministry established to minister the love of Jesus Christ to women experiencing unintended pregnancies by providing for their physical, emotional, spiritual needs in a residential setting.
Yes.
You're trying to give people peace and safety.
Yes.
And we talked before the program, we're going to get to Judy in just a minute, about this is not a judgmental thing. This is about taking women that are in pregnancy or maybe even have a small child and caring for them. So I want to start, Doug. We're going to ask you the specifics about the ministry, but I want you to tell us first, who is allowed to take advantage of the services you provide?
Single pregnant women who are 18 years of age and find themselves in very vulnerable and untenable circumstances, needing a safe and secure place to be in their pregnancy. And many times they don't have the familial support or the baby's daddy is no longer in the picture that they need. And so we want to provide a safe environment for these ladies encourage and love on them and support them in their journey from being pregnant to having their child. Now, this year, we also found the need to open up our eligibility to women who maybe have already had a child who is less than a year of age and in those same kinds of circumstances. And so we've taken women in from different organizations throughout the city. They found us through from Joy Junction to from Safe House to through the Loveless Labor of Love, Birthright, CareNet, Women's Pregnancy Options, to name a few.
Rhoda, I want you, if you would, to take an example for us of a woman that has taken advantage of your services. I know that you stay in touch with people. Maybe they're still in one of your residential programs because you have a couple of homes. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then Judy, the reason Judy's here, she's been a house mom. She's been caring for these women and taking care of them and maybe giving them a little mentoring and that kind of thing. So we're going to find out all about that. But share with us about maybe the background of a woman before they come to you and how they come to you and then what you do as they go through life
okay.
with you.
Sounds good. I actually have a story I want to read to you, and I won't disclose this lady's last name, but this was Stephanie, and she wrote a letter, a beautiful letter to us before she left the home and was transitioned into her own apartment with her daughter. And she had worked really hard at getting her daughter back in her custody, and she had other children also. So I'll just share this with you. This is from Stephanie. I grew up not knowing what family was, and although I questioned God many times, I always did believe in him. Somewhere along the way, I turned for the worst and became lost. I then made it to rehab, but as I was finishing my last couple of weeks, I thought, now what? I had no idea where I was going to go, no one to turn to, I was just ready to give up. I was told about Casa de Mariposa, and I prayed. Not much later, I was accepted. I knew this was God's grace. I remember the day that Rhoda and Doug picked me up. Even through their hugs, I felt support and security. They said, God sent us to save you from that moment. I felt as my fears were taken away and I was given not just a second chance, but an opportunity toward a greater life. Thanks to all the people from Casa de Mariposa who've opened their hearts and their home to me, I've been shown so much hope, love, and support. Though I haven't been here long, I have experienced all this plus the beginning of a hopeful new life that's surely filled with loving God and loving others. I couldn't ask for anything more. I know that through God, all things are possible. And then at the bottom of her letter, she says she'd like to thank everyone at Casa de Mariposa for not only the support, but the prayers. And of course, at that time, it was a different house mother, but it was just so touching to us that she took that moment to share what was really on her heart. And it was not even asked of her, but she did that. And she said, you can keep this because I want you guys to know how much you've helped me out. And so I just brought that because that always just touches my heart that this was like a letter of 5 years ago. You know, we were just barely getting started. And it's like, wow, you know, we've learned some things, but we've always tried to keep very hopeful that we're just meeting them right where they're at and just loving on them. We don't want to come alongside them and criticize or, you know, but it's just,
you know,
that was a blessing.
What I love about what you just read is I'm thinking about what you see on the news. And you hear all these terrible stories. I wish the news would read some stories like that. What do you think? And,
yeah,
and that would lift us up and we'd hear some good news.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate our listeners listening because that's what we intend to do. We intend to encourage you. I think there's people listening right now that may even have been involved in the church. And maybe they're pregnant out of wedlock. And they think that there's going to be heaped judgment upon them.
Right.
And so I'm going to go to Judy now because Judy's been a house mom and she told us about her experience a couple years taking care of women. And the opposite is true at Casa de Mariposa. And I will say not only at Casa de Mariposa, but at CareNet. You already mentioned CareNet, Right to Life Committee of New Mexico. They just want to help people. They don't care. Okay, we all blow it. We all have frailties and faults in our lives. And so we're just here to support each other and love each other. So don't hesitate. If you need help right now and you're pregnant and you're afraid and you need some assistance, there's no cost to the services at Casa de Mariposa.
Absolutely.
Now, I want our listeners to know, I said there's no cost to the people that need the help.
Right.
But
that's
we
right.
need to come alongside you and help you. And we're going to talk about ways to do that in just a minute. Judy, what? I want to ask you maybe a different perspective than you were expecting.
Okay.
How was your life blessed working with these women in the couple years you served?
Well, when I came to CASA, I had just buried my mom, and I had taken care of her till her death. And I was praying, Lord, what am I going to do now? I'm by myself. My husband had died already also. And so through an event that was a fundraiser, there was a lady in my church that heard about the ministry and thought about me because I had discussed that. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do now. And
you're called to be a caregiver.
I am.
Yeah.
And so we got in contact with Doug, and then I interviewed with him. And what was kind of like a confirmation was that Cheryl Roybal, who's also a board member, and I worked together at Presbyterian. And so we knew each other. And Doug's like, you know each other? And I'm like, yes. So it was a confirmation to me. And then once we had a long talk, I knew, Lord, this is where you want me. In my past, when I was going to college, I worked with a state school in Brownwood, Texas for delinquent kids that had the horrible discrepancies in their lives, all the horribleness, the sexual abuse, all that. And so that kind of came back to help me with these women because so many of them are homeless. They've been abused in all different ways. And it just gave me a chance to love on them, for them to love me back. Now it takes a trusting relationship with them. They're not open to that right away, but I was able to get to the point where I could love on them. And then sometimes they'd even get upset at me. But they would always hug me later and say, I'm sorry, Miss Judy. you know, for whatever it was. And I just always prayed, Lord, just don't let me have a judgmental attitude with them. Just let me love on them, no matter if they tell me something ugly or not. And so it has just been so rewarding because now, even now that I'm not a full-time house parent, I have contact with them. And they still call me Miss Judy, and their kids call me Aunt Judy. Mm-hmm. And so it is very rewarding, and I just praise the Lord for that.
I love you. I love the fact that you still have contact with people.
Yes.
That's really fun. Mm-hmm. Doug, you've been involved as one of the founding board members, you and Rhoda. So I want you to tell us now a little bit about the history of the ministry, and I know you've got a comment about Judy.
Yeah, I wanted to comment that in those trusting relationships that Judy just mentioned, she was invited to be the person in the delivery with several of these moms and cut the umbilical cord. And I know that's a very endearing experience to have with a mom when she delivers a child. And so I just wanted to offer that as well. The history of Casa de Mariposa, we got started in 2015 through prayer and fasting. We were joined by several of our life group members, and none of us had any experience as to what a maternity home ministry looked like. But God brought all the resources together that we needed to become a ministry within that first year of being incorporated as a nonprofit in the state of New Mexico and getting our tax-exempt 501c3 by December. That January of 2016, we opened our doors. And so we since then have been blessed to acquire a second home in Rio Rancho. So we have 2 4-bedroom homes where the 3 rooms are reserved in each home for the moms and their babies, and one is for the house parents or the staff or volunteers that are there. We've gathered the support of a core of volunteers that are so essential to this ministry. They're our lifeblood, if you will, to serving these moms. So we're blessed to have a community of volunteers that have come along and have stuck with us in the ministry and are there to serve. And so we have a coordinator who reaches out to our volunteers weekly and gets them plugged into the needs of the ministry. And so that's where we're at today. And how we've come to be where we're at.
Doug, you mentioned in the last time you visited that moms will come in and they need things for their babies. They need diapers. They need clothes. They need all kinds of things. And you have some cooperation with some other agencies. And so the moms are not just mentored and cared for and loved, and they get to prepare meals for one another and live in a home. Which, by the way, in recent interviews, I've had the word normal come up so many times. But Judy mentioned it earlier. People come from a background that may not be normal to us, right?
Right.
Yes.
And so you're creating a normal that's totally new and is safe and loving. And like Judy said, maybe they're not used to that. So it takes a little time, but then they just are blessed. I so many times see people in homes that need peace, you know, because there's something antagonistic in a relationship or there's abuse or there's something. When you can find peace and God provides that, your whole life can change because you can grow and you can learn and you're not shut down and maybe you open up more emotionally. So I see all of those things happening. Yeah. Casa de Mariposa.
Some of the guards begin to come down, the barriers that have been put up by these ladies because of some of the experiences they've had in their lives. And again, it points back to that trusting relationship that is so important in building relationships with these ladies, that they begin to let those guards down and it opens them up to then beginning to receive the love and the grace and the mercy that God has extended to them in Christ that will be life changing.
We're going to take a quick break, but before we do that, I want to remind everybody that on July 25th, there's going to be the 2021 House of Hope Friendraiser for the Casa de Mariposa Ministry. And when we come back, we're going to find out about the details of that. And you've mentioned volunteers, 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 which Judy are one of those, right? And we're going to talk about how other our listeners might come alongside you and help. Plus, we want to, again, get people to know about the fundraiser that you're going to have on the 25th. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
I'm Pastor Scott Tom, host of the Bible Answer program, No Other Doctrine. We have a college to train you for ministry. You can train at ccfcollege.com, but every 2 years, I personally train up 50 men. It is low cost and only one night a week. It starts in August. Men, get more info at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org or call 990-7588.
In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. We care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of having. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and sporting events will make that happen. We can also use gift cards from clothing stores to help us outfit our children for the summer. Call 898-5520 or online at acch4kids.org.
I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. I remember the time my sister Jay and her husband Rob went sailing on the Chesapeake Bay when a sudden storm came up. It was pretty frightening, and their 40-foot sailing vessel nearly tipped over in the high waves. "Thank goodness we've got a lot of weight in our keel," she told me later. "It's really what saved us." And she's right. Their sailboat was able to stay upright because the weight in their keel kept them steady and gave them balance. And isn't it the same way when you face storms in your life? Friend, if you've got weight in your keel, you can face the strongest winds of adversity with courage and confidence. The Book of Romans celebrates the depth of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And it's that wisdom and knowledge which gives you a deep keel, keeping you upright and balanced no matter how challenging your days. And you're going to need that keel to go sailing confidently into your future.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We would like to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Doug and Rhoda Abrams in studio with us, and I was teasing you when you came in. How come God hasn't changed that last name of yours? Should it be Abrahams? I'm just teasing you. And we're also joined by Judy Shoemaker. She has been a volunteer with the ministry of Casa de Mariposa as a house mom. And that sounds like it's kind of a full-time thing.
It was, 24-7.
Yeah, and you're still doing some volunteer work.
Yes.
And so, Rhoda, we're going to go to you now and talk to you about your volunteer pool right now. Do you need more volunteers?
Well, we're always open to have more volunteers, yeah, because, you know, people have life. They have a sick day. They like to go on vacation, or they help their own children. So,
what kinds of things do you need them to do?
Oh, you just name it. We can get you to chauffeur someone to a doctor's. We can have you help with yard work, donations. We just get you plugged in wherever we can use you with your time and your talents.
Yeah.
Cook a meal.
Your treasures. Mm-hmm. Cook a meal
meals.
With the mom. Yeah.
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 Teaching.
Teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who did we talk about that was helping your moms learn how to cook a little bit?
Well, we have a program called I Can, and this lady's name is Rebecca Lopez, and she has taught our moms on hand how to measure and chop and freeze and mm-hmm. how to, you know, prepare a meal on a budget. And it's just been a blessing to us that she can come in the home. And then we all sit down and eat what they just cooked. So mm-hmm. they know that they can do it, you know.
Yeah. And you and Doug are living in one of the homes and helping the women there too, right?
Yes,
right.
We are the house parents.
Yeah.
The home in Albuquerque we call Butterfly House.
Yeah. Taylor Ranch. And which is what Casa de Mariposa means, right?
Yes, yes.
Butterfly House. I'm so adept at Spanish, by the way. I'm teasing you. Yeah, you mentioned I Can, which is really kind of a ministry or a service of its own. Mm-hmm. They're cooperating with you. Doug, what are some of the other people that are cooperating with you and helping you in the ministry?
Well, we are blessed to have invaluable partnerships with, like, alongside ministries. We'll provide mentors to some of our moms. And these women who come alongside our moms are obligated, if you will, or they commit to a year. But it's gone even beyond a year for the moms that have been in our program. CareNet is invaluable. They provide Earn While You Learn classes for our moms. And Origins does the same. We also have just recently partnered with Sagebrush, and their food and clothing. They're on the Highland campus. And so it's been an opportunity for our moms to, for us to take a mom there to in need of clothing and or some food. We also, for social services have reached out to MCH, CHI, and recently the Presbyterian Medical Services have come along and offered their help. PB&J is another. And so, we give our moms all these resources and encourage them to make those contacts with them and set up those appointments and apply for those benefits and take advantage of those.
And you coach them through that. You kind of walk with them. Because, again, they come from backgrounds that, like I know you have your own children. And the women that are coming in may not have loving parents and things that have taken care of them.
They don't know about checking accounts. They don't know anything like that.
Yeah, Judy, tell us about some of that. I mean, what part of you did the women need from you that come into one of your homes?
Basically having a woman to mentor them, to love on them like a mom would. A lot of them came from foster care. They lost their parents at a young age because of drugs or whatever. So they've never had that relationship. And they come very bitter, very interesting. So just every day was just building with them that it's going to be okay. Even if something happens, we're going to meet it together. We as a support system are here for you, all our volunteers, Doug and Rhoda, the board. They're all very hands-on, and that's very important that they see that, that it's not just people sitting up high running this organization. We're all in it together, and we all love them the same way.
You say bitter, but then we have Rhoda read a letter that is tender.
Right.
And there's a transition
exactly.
that you can see in the time that they spend with you. Rhoda?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's because, you know, even like, for example, if there's some women out there that are needing some help, just pick up the line. Because if you're not eligible for our program, we might be able to get you a bus pass, some baby supplies. Maybe even pay for the hotel that night that you, if that's your only place to stay for the evening. I mean, if you're not eligible, we still want to help you somehow. You're important. Your baby's important. Mm-hmm. You know, God created life for us to love each other, mm-hmm. and that's His commandment. And we want to do that in whatever level we can.
You know, Stephanie Luke with CareNet. She comes on the program about every 4 or 5 weeks, and she said something that I hadn't thought about recently. This is a month or so ago. She said, you may have an unexpected pregnancy, but that pregnancy is not a surprise to God. And that person is not a surprise to God.
Profound statement.
Yes.
And that makes me literally warm inside, because what you're really trying to do is to get people to see themselves the way God sees them.
Absolutely.
And you're reflecting that back mm-hmm. to them every day.
Yeah.
And there's a heart change when you do that kind of thing. Doug, tell us about the fundraising.
Event.
Why don't you tell us about that?
So this is an opportunity to invite the community to come out and break out of this social isolation that we've all been experiencing because of COVID now, and to come in and learn about Casa de Mariposa, our mission and our vision, to also hear from a lady who is the founder and president of Embrace Grace. Her name is Amy Ford, and Amy has been working with single women in their pregnancies and women with children now for a period of time, and she has some wonderful stories and insights to share with us about how we can get involved as a community in the pro-life movement. And one of the things I love about Amy is that she makes this statement, you know, pro-life is a stance, but love is an action. And so it's about us putting into action the love of Christ, the love that God has shown all of us in our lives and making a difference. And so I'm excited to hear about what Amy has to share with us. It'll be at the Sid Cutter Pavilion on Balloon Fiesta Park, 25th July, which is a Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5. We'll have some light refreshments, come out and begin to meet folks again who have a similar heart and desire to help others or help these women and their babies and their circumstances and see how you can get plugged in, become part of this. What God would have us to do is.
And Jim, let me just mention, it is a free event.
Oh, okay.
It's a free event. So.
Well, and I know that you need people to help you financially, but you're really trying to get people to be introduced to the ministry.
Yes.
And to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And Rhoda, if somebody today even listening wants to give to the ministry, how do they do that?
They go to CasaDeMariposa.org, and then it has steps, tabs that you can walk through there. There's even a phone number if you want to just do old school and have somebody call you back. You will get a real person to call you back and you can chat with, you know, our volunteer coordinator. And so we will certainly visit anytime.
So on the website, there's a PayPal button that you can donate via PayPal, or you can always write us a check and mail it to us. Our mailing address is also on our website.
One more time, Doug, the 25th. Out at the Sid Cutter Pavilion, Bloom Fiesta Park.
Yes, sir.
3 to 5 in the afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Need to bring anything with you? Just expect a nice speaker. You mentioned Amy Ford.
Amy Ford with Embrace Grace. Mm-hmm.
We also have Wow Wow Lemonade's going to be out there with us.
So oh, nice.
They've got all kinds of lemonade that they are blessing us with.
Wow Wow Lemonade.
Yes.
Yeah.
That has got to be somebody we got to get on the program. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate what the ministry is doing. What I like most about your type of ministry is that it takes somebody being committed to a relationship. And although Judy got involved with, hey, I'm going to, you know, be with you the 9 months of your pregnancy, she's already told us she has ongoing relationships and continuing to mentor and continuing to encourage. And I want to reiterate again, there are people that are looking at themselves thinking, wow, I'm not married, I got pregnant, nobody likes me. Okay, that message, get rid of it. It is not from God. Listen to what our folks from Casa de Mariposa are telling you. And Rhoda and Doug and Judy will be there for you and help you, and that's what God's called them to do.
So as Rhoda said, pick up the phone, 505-358-5341, and give us a call, and we'll return your call. We'll make the time to come and interview with you and learn who you are and what your circumstances are and see if you can fit or are a fit for our program, because we do have some expectations. We have some responsibilities and accountabilities that we all must abide by.
Hey, your parents. And parents have to do that. Hey, I have to thank you now for coming in. We have another guest, Brian Nixon. He's going to be here talking a little bit about the new Calvary Elementary School. And he's also going to be talking about his new book called Beauty and the Banana. So thank you all for joining us today. Appreciate
thank you, Jim.
You.